Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Here we go.
Yo. Welcome back. Music Jones Podcast. Every Tuesday. Like, share, subscribe, all that good shit. June.
Yo.
What's happening?
Ain't shit, man.
June's a mainstay, y'all, so y'all just might as well get used to it.
Bear with me.
He go be here.
He Tom Brady.
Yeah. He coming back.
He Tom Brady. Bledsoe got hurt.
That was it.
Charlie came.
Nah, I'm a hit Doogie up. I gotta get. I'm gonna go back to Doogie.
He should hear this.
He ain't gonna listen. He don't listen, man.
No way.
Got to be more careful.
Yeah, man. Easy, how's everything?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Yeah, you know I mean, yeah, I'm just chilling out, waxing, relaxing. No, hold on. I was say poly.
That nigga say waxing.
I'm polying out here. Yugoslavian.
You today, nigga. That's all right.
I knew you'd enjoy that.
Yeah, man. That's all right, man. Fucking with you, man.
You and Yoshi.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Yoshi. I forgot to do this on my last show, shout out to Yoshi for becoming the head basketball coach at Wilson High School.
Good look.
Yeah.
Replacing shout out to the guy, man. Yeah, man. He the enemy now. He still my guy, but
basketball season.
He
your enemy until he put you on that wheel call.
Nah, if I get I get it. That goddamn game.
Yeah, it's a different story.
Damn, we gotta play the motherfuckers again this year, don't we?
Oh yeah.
I mean, we all going back to 4A, right?
I don't know. They still play every year though.
Yeah, going back to 4A though. Shout out to Darlene High, Brad.
Shout out to Brad.
Awesome coach over there. June.
Yo.
What's been going on, man?
Not a bunch of foolery, but you know what I mean.
what you been listening to, man?
Actually, today, I switched it up a little bit.
What you listening to?
Wake Up with Chris Brown on it. I was trying to check that chick out.
What chick?
Oh, okay. The chick he did. Yeah, he
did, but I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Rand did the big one for this new artist.
Oh, and he didn't charge her or something like that. Yeah, I think I heard that story.
It's a nice banger.
Yeah, but, it is.
And, you know, on that Spotify, I just spin off that. So I've been rocking with that. All the normal stuff come in. It's still the Kendrick, you know, and Drake's and that heat done calm down so much.
Yeah, man. It's
what heat?
On
that beef?
Yeah.
Shit. Y'all don't listen to regular radio, do it.
No.
Only regular radio I listen to is Breakfast Club.
Uh-huh.
And they play all them songs.
They play it on like Hollywood. Hollywood Shuffle. DJ Who Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he play them every Saturday. Like in a row.
But they play them Euphoria and They Not Like Us.
Yeah. Oh no, he played all Phantom of them. Matters.
They play them every morning.
He play them in order. Yeah. I mean, but it was good music.
Yeah,
it was all of it was good music.
It still is, but it's you know,
all of it was good music, man.
We still hearing the same thing.
Yeah, all of it was good music.
Which I rather hear it, but
I just heard like I was telling VA when I got here, the Not Like Us shit Mustard sample Ray Charles. I believe.
I believe. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, they played it back to back. Mm-hmm. So they played the Ray Charles shit, and he went into he mixed the mustard, and I was like, oh, shit, it sped up.
Right.
That's it. But, like, the shit crazy,
Ray Charles.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he sampled Ray fucking Charles, man. I believe you and me or something. Some shit. Like, okay. I can't remember the name.
I believe in my soul.
That's it. I believe in my soul.
And then, like, when I hear most of this stuff in the morning, like I said, I listen to Let Me Larry.
Yeah.
I just waiting on, which I forgot who it was. Somebody tried to play Hunting Wabbits.
Yeah.
That's killer to me.
I don't want to hear that no more.
Oh, my God.
Play Hunting Rabbits.
I'd rather hear that one any day.
Who is that?
J. Cole.
Oh, that new song?
It was on that Mike Delete.
You ain't want to hear it?
That's all I'd rather hear.
Oh, I got
you. I can repeat it.
Yeah.
Back to back.
I'm still mad with J. Cole.
Well,
I'm just mad with him.
Because he got out? His heart wasn't in it.
I know.
You better be glad, because you might not respect him if he stayed in and did something wet.
That's what it was coming to.
Yep.
That was the only thing next.
What could have been?
When Kendrick said, "I hate the way you walk, the way you talk." Oh, yeah. J. Cole, this ain't your fight. This ain't your fight. You ain't the type of nigga to come up with fake shit. Hey, Ross can fake a beef like that.
I hate the way that you dress, nigga. Mm.
He went all the way down the line.
Oh, yeah, man. That shit so vicious, man.
It was.
Then, you know, and on the heels of that, for the reference tracks to start leaking, and it's just like, oh man. Now how do you feel about, now you heard the reference tracks, right?
I ain't paying no attention to them.
The Ratchet Happy Birthday, Party Next Door had the reference track for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Mob Ties.
I saw that, but I saw like a post about it, but I didn't listen to it.
Man. The reference track harder than the song.
For real?
Yeah. Mm. Whoever the artist is that did, I can't remember the guy's name.
I don't really care too much about the reference track, this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. But because he ain't one of my tops.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
As far as rappers. Else.
So I don't really care. Yeah. You know?
So can he be put in the greatest rapper of all time category? He got we got at least 4-5 reference tracks on him now.
Probably still can. Cause he still do rap. It's, you know.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you like this.
When you say rapper though, you gotta be all the way specific what you mean.
I'm gonna tell you like this. If I find out Lord knows got a reference track.
Stay scheming
and hell yeah, fucking right.
Mm.
Got a problem.
I don't even like that song.
Wayne make me love that song.
What's that one that
Stay Scheming? Yeah, that's Stay Scheming. That's when he dissed Common.
Mm-hmm. People didn't even know he was dissing Common. I heard people talking about that this week.
Yeah, I mean because nobody really was paying the shit attention.
That's crazy.
But you know, I mean, and they talking about what it was about. It was about a chick.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
It was about Serena, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It could have been about Serena.
Yeah, it was about Serena. Was. Yeah. But, like, I mean, and he got a beef. The beef with Pharrell, that's probably stemmed from the clip shit.
I don't want to step on anything you got going on. You know what Pharrell about to do?
I saw something. What is he about to do? I saw it.
This nigga is coming out with a biopic.
Yeah.
But it's in Legos. He doing a Lego movie biopic. Bruh, that shit looks so hard, bruh. I'm sorry.
That's genius.
I like all them Lego movies and shit.
Yeah.
You know.
I got Lego.
Oh, you do Legos?
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to get into that.
Nerd
only
alert.
Because I went behind.
I wanted to too, though.
Yeah. I got some cool shit in there, though.
I got, dog, they just... They just found 2,800 boxes of stolen Legos at somebody's crib in California.
For real?
Yeah.
They just outrageous in California. Yeah. Man. They just steal anything.
Yeah.
It was a podcast I was listening to. I forgot which one it was, but they was talking about how they robbed freight trains real bad out there. And they just, you know what I'm saying?
They got some thieving motherfuckers.
And they don't, like, you can't tell what in it, so they just break in it and take whatever.
Yeah.
And they follow one dude to, you know, Fast it was and a group of them. Shit. Well, no, they just, they sat back and watched where he went.
Fast and Furious shit.
But he went and they had like a warehouse and it was just full of stolen stuff just that they got off the freight trains and
Fast
stuff.
Fast
like,
and Furious shit.
Yeah. Oh, that's Fast and Furious stuff?
Yeah. You don't remember they was doing that shit?
That was first. Stealing off a freight train?
Yeah, they was still long distance, 18 wheelers. They was hijacking 18 wheelers.
On the first one?
Yeah.
I just remember that last race and he got in that wreck.
When them three little Hondas.
Mm hmm.
So that was the. That move, that franchise has come a long way.
Yeah.
Didn't they go in space in one of them?
I must have missed that one.
It was some dude, it was like a shuttle. He was flying. The car, it was flying. They was flying.
They might
have
been doing stupid shit like that. Now.
Five was it for me when they was when they was in like Brazil or something, and they had charges and they was pulling that big ass safe through the city. I was like,
oh god,
what they gonna do next?
Right
out a submarine racing a Lamborghini against a submarine was the thing.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, so for real,
had a charter doing wheelies.
Yeah. He's doing a Lego.
Yeah. Movie. Yeah. I did want to get the architecture Legos. You seen them? Where it'd be like Taj Mahal or Eiffel Tower. Yeah, something.
I got a Black Panther set at the crib.
I just seen a car. I ain't gonna lie.
I got a Porsche in the car. I got a Star Wars set in the car.
For real?
I seen the sign.
Yeah, they in my car right now in my truck.
How much you pay for them, like 50, 60, 70?
No, they just a small
deal. Oh, you got a small deal.
Yeah, but I got the big one, two big ones. I got a sailboat, the Technic shit. I got the sailboat at the crib, too.
So that move and do stuff. If it
I just got to put it together.
Nerd alert. Thank you. I'm glad. I feel this is why we homeboys because I be collecting shit too.
Shit. Because when I was a kid, I used to buy them shit. I used to get them shits for Christmas every year, but I wouldn't put them together like they were supposed to.
You ever customized it?
No. I just build them how I follow the directions now. Right. Yeah.
I think I had like one Lego back in the
day. I got a pizza shop. Pizza shop.
Where all this Lego stuff at in your house?
No, I'm just saying it's like the little Lego City shit.
But I'm saying
I ain't
like,
got it put together yet. I ain't put it together.
You just got boxes of unput together Lego shit?
Yeah, I just got to put it together.
Why? You trying to make it a room to display the stuff or something?
No, I'm going
to
put them up.
Randomly around the house?
No, somewhere in my little man cave joint.
Oh, okay, so you got a man cave.
Yeah.
What else is in your man cave?
My office.
What's in the office? What's in
my computers and...
I mean, you ain't got... What you got on the wall? Like your football jersey?
I don't have my jersey anymore.
Oh, I know who got your jersey.
Yeah.
Shout out to her.
Her fucking heifer.
She got a rump like a heifer.
She probably done gave my shit away.
She probably ain't got that shit.
Yeah, she done lost
me. We was asking her because it's our 25th reunion, old man.
Every time I see her, I ask her for it. She be like, boy, leave me alone about that jersey. Like, I want my fucking jersey.
Jay don't understand. She plays sports.
Yeah, you know, but they roasted B Love ass on that damn Facebook the week too, boy. But that 25th, that graduation picture.
Yeah. Oh, he had blue.
Yeah, he had that nigga had the 3D picture, nigga.
He had that good picture.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Nigga with the Olin Mills guy.
I don't know where I went. I think I went to Sears.
Nah, nigga, that was Olin Mills joint.
Olin Mills in Sears.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Olin Mills right. Was in Sears.
They moved to Sears after they moved off Evans Street.
Yeah, the good shit.
Yeah, look at it.
Yeah, mine was different though. Like, you know how y'all got the picture that was in the
the books behind us and shit.
Well, you got that.
Yeah.
But I'm talking the one where you got to wear the shirt and tie.
We didn't do that.
Oh, we didn't do that?
No, we took them in our own shit. I took mine in a plaid chap joint.
But so what picture was in the yearbook?
The casual one.
I didn't take that.
You did. Because
I think that was that
I look when I get back to the crib.
I don't got one either. That was the year we went to that y'all went to around the same time we had football camp.
Oh yeah,
I didn't go.
Oh yeah, we went to Orangeburg.
Yeah, and I didn't go because I had to go to Canada.
Oh yeah,
that was
But we had a good time down there at camp. God damn, but that was 25 years ago, boy. Mm-hmm. Jeez, broke my leg. Oh man, I came off all that. All that was over with. Back dunking and shit.
You seen that one comment though? She like skin was flawless. You ain't seen that.
Hey, how about that comment?
Yo, they roasted. Yeah. Everybody tried to be roasting my part, and I'm like, okay.
Like, Some people like, you look the same.
That nigga said it was nasty work. Said my part was nasty work.
Oh, that part. Yeah. Oh yeah, your part. Yeah.
As soon as this shit come off, it's going right back.
No, it was something. I think Twin said something. It was Tori. He said something. I was like, that was nasty work. Yeah, man.
But y'all know what? That was me. I was on the motherfucker because everybody else had the the designs and all.
Did you have it brushed to the side on that picture?
Absolutely. Okay. That's the only way I can brush it.
That was something for y'all that don't know Jones. He used to brush his hair to the side.
I still brush. I can't brush it. It won't go to the front.
Oh, they don't no more?
They never did. Right. I always brush my hair to the side.
Well, I'm saying, oh, you mean your hair don't go to the front? What you
if
mean?
I try to brush it like that?
Oh, it'll look flaky.
It won't wave up. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mine won't wave up either, no matter how hard I brush it.
Well, somebody told me, look, he look 42 in this scene, man. I said, damn, that was cold, yo. Oh, shit. That was cold. Now, he went, after the comments went to piling up, he took his time and went through.
Oh, yeah.
He got who he had to get. Yeah. He addressed who he had to address.
He got him out.
I was going to laugh at some of them, but I was like, I ain't going to do him like that.
Hey, shit, I don't do him like that. Hating ass niggas.
Oh man.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
You sparked that though. I was like, shit, John, I was like, let me find my picture.
But I did it on the 20th. It was just
but
I
you
just
did it last
it.
Year too though. No, yeah, you no, did, I did. I mean on the 20th.
I did 20th anniversary too. Yeah. Yeah, man.
I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, man. You know, yeah. I mean, but shit, this special. Mm-hmm. Nigga, we been out of school. We done lost a lot of motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We've been out of school 25 years. Everybody, you know, looking good.
For the most part.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. See, you just eat all the starch, huh? Just drinking all the sodas, huh? Every time you go get the large plate, you don't never get the regular. Just get the large.
You don't drink no water.
No water.
Your skin look like that.
No water.
You don't see that, huh?
No water. Right.
Is that a keloid?
Yeah. That bad if you can see it.
Yeah. Hey, man, do him fool, man.
Sorry, I was just.
Oh, man. Oh, got an email, June.
Okay.
Shaquetta Brown, just showing love. Dear the Music Jones Podcast, what's up? New listener here. Good job.
Oh, hold up.
Thank you so much.
Right.
We appreciate
you. Shout outs to her.
Yeah, we appreciate you listening. I always hear B talk about this show on the DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast.
Chill.
And had to check y'all out. I've listened to a few episodes and I can say with all certainty, y'all are my kind of music people. When y'all talked about loving the Magna Carta Holy Grail album, I knew then.
Damn, when did we talk about that?
She
must have went back.
Well, no, because it came out in 13.
Yeah.
So it was on the episode last year.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying, though. She probably went back. Shout out to her.
Right.
Yeah.
She was at the, you came to the live show, innit?
Yeah.
She was at the live show.
Okay.
Shout out to her.
I don't know anybody else who likes it and sees it for the gem that it is. Well, I love the album.
I listen to, what's the song? It's only 58 seconds. What's the name of it?
Beach is Better.
Yeah, I listen to that 12 times in a row.
Hit your ass on the celly, because I ain't got time to be arguing with your ass, because you ain't never ready. Yeah, girl, why you never ready? For as long as it took you, better look like Halle Berry. Or Beyonce. Shit, then we get married. I brought sand to the beach because my beach is better. You can keep your beach because that beach, whatever. Hey,
that's my shit,
listen.
Boy.
Crown, my shit. I love Crown and Oceans.
Crown. That's the one that girl did, ain't it?
Mm-mm.
Little 15 year old?
I don't know.
Which one she did?
I don't know.
Hold on, I'm about to see.
That Crown shit so hard, man. It's number 9 on that joint. Anyway, keep putting out these great, insightful episodes, and I'll try my best to email again soon, hopefully in response to the next pod y'all drop. Warm regards, Quetta. Thank you so much, Quetta.
Shout out to Quetta.
Yeah, man. And
this the one.
This my shit.
Girl, 16. She was 15 or 16 when this came. When she did this beat.
Oh, she produced. Uh huh. She went fuck crazy with this motherfucker.
Who's that?
This Jay-Z. It's that Crown shit. This one of my favorite songs off that motherfucker. The first joint is fucking amazing with him and Justin Timberlake. This shit.
No, it say Travis Scott and Mike Dean.
And he fucking, he talked that shit in this motherfucker. Jay talked that shit in this motherfucker.
I wonder, is that the same Mike Dean that be with, that's the same Mike Dean?
That that synthesizer shit.
That's him? Mm-hmm. Mike Dean a beast.
That's what he do. That's what he do. Yeah. This nigga went crazy on this shit. You in the presence of a king, scratch that. You in the presence of a god. Go to the belly of the beast. I escaped, the nigga never had a job. Scott Boyce, you over, baby.
You got mad at that.
Rob Sicando, you coming with me. These niggas like Terry Foes, it's a new day. Hit up KD. Niggas always talking to nigga down. Nigga like a million times. Never sell a million records. Sold a million records like a million times. These niggas shit let me in. I ball so hard on the SPS. My name come across on CNN. About 6 minutes, you gonna see it again.
I thought for sure that
he bragged like a motherfucker on this song. He talked that shit. I'm talking about. Oh.
What is that? FUTW.
Fuck up with the world.
No, yeah, fuck up the world. That shit on me.
That's what I got a highlight on.
Nah. That beat craze on that motherfucker too.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me be great. He talk crazy this motherfucker too.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I remember it now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this shit, it was.
Mm-hmm. This album was hard.
It beat hard.
This album was hard. Mm-hmm. This whole album fucking hard, man.
Really?
Yeah. This shit hard.
You know I slipped on this one.
Mm.
You didn't give me all my education on this one.
Don't be good, my nigga. Be great. Government cheese, we eating steak.
Oh, yeah, she did do Crown. She did. Yeah.
I know Mike, I want Mike tripping. Dean just did the synthesizer shit.
Yeah, Travis Scott. It said, and it's obviously, he called her name Wonder Girl.
Oh, okay.
He told her Jay-Z was using her beat for the song Crown.
Destiny got a date.
I wonder where she at.
That sound real good in the car.
I'm telling you this whole album from fucking beginning to end. That song with Frank Ocean on that motherfucker, that shit go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The shit with Timberland and fucking Jay-Z and Nas on it.
Mm-hmm.
Being that boy club shit, that shit go crazy.
Shit, Holy Grail, Picasso Baby,
yeah.
Tom Ford.
That shit, that Tom Ford shit, that whole album hard.
I'm about to ride this one back.
Like he
oh, this on
matter
the
of fact,
this he did, On the Run was on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he did the tour. Uh-huh. He did the tour for this joint.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Charlotte to see it.
I'm gonna spin this one back.
Mm.
I should be able to listen the whole thing.
Somewhere in America, Miley Cyrus is still twerking.
That beat was goofy. Who did that?
That shit was hard, man. Probably Kanye.
You right. Yeah, because of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, say Mike Dean and Hit Boy.
Oh, shit, Hit Boy.
Yeah.
Shout out to old Jews and old rules. That'd be hard.
Yeah, the piano's hard. Yeah, Mike Dean was on this shit. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Mike Dean.
You heard about him before? Well, you knew him before the Scarface thing?
Heard his name.
Oh
yeah, I never seen him or nothing though, but yeah, heard his
name. It's a whole bunch of people like him.
Mm-hmm.
Need some tissues on?
Oh, hey man, listen, this shit right here, I might have to listen to that too on the way back.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get the ride.
Goddamn easy.
Go ahead, I'm here.
I know, man. I'm just going through this list we about to talk about. Real quick.
You want tissue paper top?
It don't matter.
See what we got here. I know you done heard about this list. And I can't really argue with it because of what the list is called. Or what it's, supposed to be representing. But the top 10 hottest female rappers right now.
Oh, I saw that.
You did.
I heard that.
I kind of agree.
You agree with it?
All
even with Sexy Red?
Well, it's because it say hottest.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only.
Yeah, you're right.
Because she on fire. She is.
She's kicking niggas on WWE.
She on fire. She twerking. Right. She twerking on country music award shows. She on fire.
That put me in place just that quick.
Yeah.
It said hottest.
Yeah.
My mind said that.
If it would have said hardest, then we would have had a problem. Hottest.
Or best.
Yeah. Or best. Yeah. Because we can't escape her.
At all.
I don't give a fuck how fast we try to run. We can't get away from her. She right there. And I'm talking about Peter, his retarded ass.
He love
her. Oh, my God. He stay sending me some shit with a crowd of motherfuckers singing hush. I'm like, I don't care, dog.
Peter love her.
Yeah, he do. He be riding around listening to that shit. Yeah. Oh, my God, man. Yeah.
He ride around listening to
her? Yeah.
Yeah, he love her.
Yeah. Yeah. He be on Snapchat listening to Sex Red, man, in the truck
bumping
and shit.
Bumping her shit.
Yeah.
He love her.
Oh, man.
Where he live at?
Alabama?
Yeah, they can do that down there. Yeah. Can't do that up here.
Right.
Yeah, we can't. I ain't with it, bro. I can't do it.
No, man. That was that shit I sent you about.
Dog, she had the fucking.
Her and Desi.
She had the fucking Roots Picnic on fire.
They liked it?
Don't say that.
I'm gonna send you the.
Them boys know what they was doing about.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
She's the hottest, though.
Yeah.
She up there.
Yeah, she in the top.
I'm
trying to find the list.
Number 10 is, I got it right here. It's Billboard. Billboard did it. Flo Milli is number 10.
A lot of people like her.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard any of her music.
Yeah, I ain't heard too much of her either. JT number 9.
She don't need to be on that list.
Yeah. Lotto number 8. Cardi B number 7. Yeah. I want y'all to understand.
It's hottest though.
Yeah, I know, but Cardi B number 7, and Cardi B ain't had an album in 7 years.
But she be putting out songs.
She put out songs.
She stay relevant.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. She stay in the mix. Her personality gonna keep her at the top of this list. Glorilla number 6. Can't argue with that. She on tour with Megan. She was touring with somebody. She was just in Columbia a couple weeks ago.
This is what I disagree with the list. I switch because number 5 is Ice Spice.
She need to go.
I switch Ice Spice and Glorilla.
No, I take Ice Spice out.
All the way off.
Absolutely.
Because I don't hear nothing she just
dropped a new song, but
Ice Spice.
Yeah, that drill shit over with.
If it was.
That drill
shit
3 or 4 months ago.
She a drill rapper. She had what was that song?
Munch.
Yeah.
Niggas
Munch shit. That's what blew her up.
Mm-hmm.
It be one hit of quitters.
But maybe she's still hot because she be with Taylor Swift. Maybe that's they including awesome, that.
I didn't think about that.
She just dropped a song. She redid Give Me the Light.
Recently?
The Sean Paul shit.
Are you serious?
How is it? How the beat?
It ain't what it used to be. Mm. Doja Cat number 4.
That's fair. She was just at the Met Gala.
You think that's fair?
Doja be number 4? Cause you can't really think about like black radio. Doja be like on pop radio and all that too.
They play on black shit too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So she don't get all the play like
But the girl pen is impeccable.
She can rap, yeah.
It's fucking impeccable.
But I'm saying like
she won writer of the year some shit last year.
I'm saying as far as like hotness, yeah, I feel like that's fair.
With a lot of prestige to it.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was.
Cause a lot of people don't.
That paint the town red shit. I like
people's
that.
People's mad at it.
I like it
but
though.
Yeah.
It's a bop.
Yeah.
It's a nice little cut, man.
Well, I meant the album.
I'm talking about the song. They played the fuck out of that.
Her.
Now, my daughter put me on.
I was on Doja since she did that Move song.
I remember you talking about that shit on here before.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, who's it? Because I listened to
She dressed up like a cow and
she was eating a burger. And I was like, hold up, she kind of spitting in this. This kind of, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I went and found the first mixtape I could of hers. And I started listening. I was like, damn, this girl can rap.
Meg, number three.
It's fair.
Yeah. She on tour with, of course, Gorilla. And she, them songs, all the songs, the last three songs she dropped was like Names of Snakes or some shit. She talking shit. I just don't know who she talking about.
She calling people snakes?
Nah, the name of her song, like Cobra, Hiss, and Boa, shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Bia and Cardi B beefing.
She just came out with a track, too.
Yeah, she just dropped a diss track.
No, Bia dropped another track.
Oh, yeah, for the soundtrack.
With
the Bad Boys joint.
With J.I.D.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say she got the lead song for that soundtrack.
That's the lead song for the soundtrack?
Well, I think so.
Oh, my God. That song went hard at all.
Well, that's what they said. Whoever they is.
They played it on...
Sexy Red, number two.
She killing it, though.
She is.
She is fucking killing.
But they
it.
Can't get rid of Nicki.
Nah.
They can't dethrone her.
But...
all for what they do.
Music-wise, what does she have out?
Nigga, her song on a Gatorade commercial.
Oh, really?
Everybody.
Oh, that is.
Right. Oh, that song is hard.
It is. But it sounds just like Uzi shit.
But it still.
It sounds just like I Wanna Rock.
Oh. She's smart, though.
She is.
She probably made that after.
I think he might be on the song with her.
That song, yeah. That song is kind of irritating, but I don't get tired of it.
It's a vibe, yeah.
With everybody shit?
Little
yeah. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, that's her shit.
Mm.
So she going to stay on top, yeah.
And she on tour.
She's
on arena tour.
Huh?
That's the Gatorade, right?
Yeah, it's a Gatorade commercial. And that shit get played, that ain't nothing known but sports. So
genius.
That shit getting played on every fucking station.
Genius.
Yeah. WNBA.
All that. Shit, yeah. Shout out to Nicki. But yeah, she's still on tour. She just ran into some issues overseas. They arrested her or some shit.
Oh, yeah. You missed that, ain't it?
Yeah. She went the hell off. Think they planted this shit on her, man?
I think they were trying to say she had pre-rolls in her luggage.
Yeah.
But, so people think Amsterdam is... It's illegal,
yeah,
but it ain't legal.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it in the shops and shit.
Right, you can't take that shit
out
of there.
Yeah, you can't take it out of there. Yeah, man.
Who would want to?
Let me see. What I have. Goddamn, let me go to one of these shits Zoom sent me. Oh, Drake, again.
What'd
he
do?
That song, it's another song that came out this week.
Oh, that Jamaican type song?
Yeah.
What's the name of that song?
Man, like, he really needed to take a vacation. He needed to take a vacation. He really needed to take a vacation at this point. Juan Bondi Gone or some shit? I can't remember the name of it, man. But he need to take a vacation, man.
They say it's something. I was listening to something. And they was trying to figure out if it was just something that a whole bunch of Canadian people was jumping on.
I was watching something. I can't remember what the fuck I was watching.
Oh yeah, Delilah, Wagwan Delilah. Yeah, you ain't heard it,
Yeah, that's it.
You ain't heard it, Wallace.
No, I think so. It ain't ringing no bells.
Let me see if I can pull it up on. Oh yeah, the dude named Snow something. I don't think this the one with Drake on it though.
He's still apologizing?
Nah. I don't know. He said it was summer vibes from after that, right? That's what he said. First two songs you come out on is You My Everything with Sexy Red. And then
I forgot about that song,
nigga.
Man, it killed that.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah, but he got everything he get on now. He got slide.
He got to.
Niggas ain't want his shit up.
Hold on, I'm trying to get to the joke.
Like,
okay, here you go.
Walk on Delilah, no, I'm late cause there's bad traffic. I just showed my dog your go Grammy on, said he knows a man that slapped it. I'm so cheesed. Your madam was a night turkey.
Now he Jamaican.
I'm bent low key.
But you know what I be doing up there?
He career?
How they do in Canada?
What you mean how they do?
Like, it's weird. Like, they got like
Louis Rankin was from up there, right? Or he lived up there, didn't he?
I think he from Jamaica.
Yeah, but he lived in Canada. Yeah.
But I think they got like a heavy.
They do got a heavy presence Jamaican presence,
island presence,
yeah, and African presence too.
They slang is like that slang. It's mixed with Jamaican and mixed with English. Like London, they mix. That's how their slang is. But yeah, this the track right here.
He needs to take a vacation.
That if it's hot up there, I mean that's cool. I mean, but
anybody trying to hear that shit?
Nah,
man?
not after daylight. Not like us.
Man, that shit. Well, I swear, man, that shit. That's West Coast. I'm talking about that shit.
I'm gonna do my stuff.
That shit make you like, I'm talking about it got that
make,
West
make
Coast.
Make you pull out the wings.
I'm talking about it get
if you pull out the wings.
Like gin and juice. Like it ain't no fun if the homie came at it. Like it just shit that go put goddamn the Snoop Dogg song off fucking the Above the Real soundtrack. Hell, the Shiznit. Nigga, the Shiznit came the on. Shiznit. The Shiznit came on last week. I was in the car. I was in that bit.
You can't help it.
I like that. I said, where this come from?
You want a pair of chucks?
Nah, I need me some bullet toes.
I sent you that too.
Send me what?
Bullet toe Adidas?
No, when
bullet toe Nikes, nigga. Cortez.
Nike Cortez. Is that what you call them?
We used to call them bullet toes back in the day.
Oh, I'm thinking about shell toe Adidas. Yeah, bullet toes.
Dub C had on some chucks.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the most baddest Crip dance.
Oh, that Dub C is that he was crip walking in videos in 95.
It was a video, man, and I'm talking about when he swung it to the side about
doing this right here. Hold on, how you do that thing? How you do that
what's
thing?
That?
He be doing.
Yeah, with that.
Yeah.
Let me go all the way. Let me do that shit all the way across the stage at a show one time.
That's the one.
Yeah, but like
OT that nigga though.
Yeah, heat boy. That nigga, you seen that nigga jump off that Bentley?
Crip walking
to that not like us.
Oh, I seen one of him on stage.
Yeah. And they went fucking crazy.
But I'm saying it's like them boys bringing that back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shout out to Kendrick. Kendrick doing a concert Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to be?
Where?
In LA. Yeah. At
the Forum.
The Forum, yeah.
Yeah.
It sold out in minutes.
Yeah.
Say 100,000 people was on the wait list.
Yes.
To buy tickets.
Dog, do you know how crazy Cali gonna be on Juneteenth when they drop that and not like
do you know how
bitch?
Do you know how crazy the world gonna be? Cause it's gonna be on Amazon.
They gonna stream it?
Yep.
Oh my God.
It's gonna be on Amazon Prime.
Oh God, boy. But Drake need to go on vacation.
Is it gonna be on?
He better.
He need to go on vacation.
Is it gonna be on Juneteenth or is it gonna be?
Think it
that Saturday.
It might be that Saturday. I gotta look.
Cause Juneteenth is Wednesday.
Let me look real quick.
But I'm wearing my paraphernalia.
I'm not like not like
My favorite verse is that last verse though. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still double down, calling us some slaves. Bear with me for a second. Hey, let me put y'all on game.
Dog, that dude. Hey man, listen man, motherfucker, the Dick Maul from fucking Rory and Maul. Yo,
he was hating.
I couldn't believe, like, dog, he said Drake smoked Kendrick. Family Matters. He said after Family Matters, he said that was the best song of the whole beef. And I'm sitting there watching the shit. I'm like, what the fuck is Maul on, man?
That was a good song.
It was a good song, but it wasn't the best. To me, the best song of the whole beef was fucking Meet the Grams. I ain't even gonna lie.
That's a tough one.
I'm going to tell you why I feel like that was the best one.
Why?
Because it stepped on Family Matters and it made it irrelevant.
It did.
And the shit he said in that, but the way he talked to that shit went from a beef to a fucking therapy session, man.
Yeah.
This nigga was goddamn, dear Sandra, dear Dennis, dear Adonis. Yeah, dear 11-year-old daughter.
He did get
nasty. This nigga was talking to Drake like he was his homeboy.
Somebody said the other day they had made a post that was like, low key Euphoria better than They Not Like
nigga,
This.
Nigga.
Euphoria
nigga.
Was tough, but
nigga. Euphoria was 616 in LA.
You know,
I like that because who did the beat?
They took that off of streaming.
Drake took all his shit off Instagram.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he took all his shit off Instagram.
Euphoria was the one for me. I remember
man,
that.
All of, man, I loved all of them. But that Meet the Gram shit, that was the pendulum swinger. Mm-hmm. When he dropped that motherfucker 5-6 minutes after Drake dropped Family
Matters.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
It was that. And then it was damn near answer.
That was the crazy part about it, because
it was damn near answer.
He did 616. Then the next day he did They Not Like Us, right?
He did 616 in LA. He did
Meet the Grams,
like 11, 12 o'clock that night, same day. And then the next night he dropped Not Like Us, Saturday night.
Oh, okay. So it was.
Yeah, and
okay.
Then Drake dropped Heart Part 6 that Sunday.
I listened to that once and I was like, ugh.
Which one?
Hard Part 6. I hate the fact that now Kendrick can't come out with a Hard Part 6.
Like,
because that Hard Part 5 was hard.
It's on 619. It's on Juneteenth.
Oh, it's on Juneteenth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
Why would you do that?
It's a holiday.
Man, niggas
going niggas to be at work.
Kendrick say he going to pop out a show, nigga.
Show him what?
Shit, everything.
He
the boogeyman. He said it's time to pop out of show, nigga. Now, I'm telling you, I was one of the toughest lines in the fucking whole shit too. He said that because motherfuckers been, he got a slow pen. He don't drop it every 5 years.
He don't drop because he don't want to drop.
Yeah, and that's it.
You know he could drop.
Yeah. Oh, that shit. If a motherfucker say anything else about they better leave that nigga the fuck alone.
He probably loaded now though.
They better leave him alone.
He loaded now.
They better leave him alone. Everybody.
He probably got so much shit written.
Man. Dog, that nigga money finna go through the roof.
But I'm telling you.
Because everybody going to want to do some shit with him now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody going to do shit with him.
I know he got that disrespectful shit written down.
Call that nigga fucking colonizer.
He got that other shit that, you know, probably would, like you said, they stopped because.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The niggas in Houston going to keep fucking with him. Niggas in LA going to be skeptical. niggas
I wanted you to stop talking.
niggas in Atlanta, they probably ain't gonna fuck with Drake no more. But he probably keep
you mean
Houston.
Like the rappers?
Yeah, he probably keep Houston.
You don't think so?
In Atlanta,
yeah. Somebody will.
Well, not a Future bad at that nigga.
Right.
Oh yeah, Future.
Except 21.
And yeah, 21 still fuck with him. So,
but. He just came out at 21 show the other day.
What was it with? Yeah, he did. And 21 was like, nigga, I'll shoot your fucking ass or something like that. It was something.
Oh, man.
Like, I'll kill you or something.
These like, niggas, like.
They ain't want to fuck with 21.
But they need to capitalize off this shit.
That was Soulja Boy, wasn't it?
Oh, Soulja Boy went off on fucking Metro. Metro's sister mad with him.
But then he apologized, though.
Yeah, but he said something about the man, mom.
Yeah, but I mean, right after that, he apologized.
About 21,
yeah.
Mom, right?
No,
about
Metro Mama.
Metro Mama, yeah. Because she just passed.
Yeah, just got
okay,
killed.
Okay, yeah, that's right. But wasn't he riding?
Who, Soulja Boy?
Yeah.
He was riding who?
21.
Yeah, he was fucking with 21, too.
I'm talking about, like, calling him all, you know.
All that stemmed from the Metro shit. All that behind the
scenes.
But he
apologized to Metro. But
uh-huh.
Kept,
him
but 21. Keeping the beef
yeah,
with 21.
Yeah, he better leave 21 alone. Soulja Boy.
I like to see him when he get like that, though.
That shit be funny as hell.
Because he claimed the shit out of Atlanta, and he'd be,
That nigga was born in Mississippi, Chicago, or somewhere, man.
I like to hear him get rowdy.
He from
Nigga don't know where he from.
Yeah, Mississippi, Alabama, yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, nigga don't know where he from, man.
I like when he get rowdy.
That nigga said he was from Bompton on fucking Breakfast Club.
Oh, he blood.
Yeah, yeah, nigga said he from Bompton. Charlamagne said, huh?
And he went out there that one time. And
yeah,
that nigga, press.
Yeah.
I like to see him get bucked, though.
Man, nigga crazy,
he talk so much shit to that camera.
Yeah, he funny as hell on that damn camera, bro.
Shit to that camera, bro.
I'm goddamn.
On my mama.
Niggas tough on that goddamn camera, man.
Everything on your mom, man. Mm-hmm.
Tough
that.
On that fucking camera, man. But yeah, man, I'm looking for new music from Kendrick, actually.
That man got a lot.
He gotta be in album mode at this point. He could put that five songs right there.
Right. You know he got five more.
Oh shit. He put all of them and he just need five of some regular shits.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quick little EP or something. He could do three more songs and drop a little EP or something.
The way he shot back at that dude, as many tracks as he shot back by the time he shot one, that nigga loaded, man.
That because they was talking shit about how long it was taking motherfuckers. But he got the answer for all that shit, man. I'm glad he did it the way he did it. I'm really glad he did it that way, man.
Well, he made everybody spark up because how many people sampled that damn Not Like Us? The Baby got something off of it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Even if
but and he took, he was like, shit, y'all can do whatever with this shit.
Oh, that was on that other song though.
No, it's on, I think he did for all of them.
Oh, he did for all of them.
Uh-huh. Motherfuckers could, when they won't get flagged and shit. Yeah, he and said y'all can have
the
it.
The other one, BBL Drizzy.
That's Metro shit. Yeah.
That's Metro shit.
Metro did
but
that.
It got a song off that one.
Metro did that shit too. He said whoever made the hardest song get $10,000.
But that really? Was
and a beat and a free beat or some shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, them boys going crazy.
Yeah, that's why they doing it.
Cause Buddy from Charlotte, he.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he got on that too?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Baby.
He did pretty good on it too.
The Baby goddamn, he can rap. He just rap the same on everything.
He do.
I can't stand it.
He do.
He killed me with that shit.
He be,
cause I know he can goddamn change his style.
Nah, he tried to on that serious song.
It didn't work.
And it ain't work.
Right.
Remember he had that one song, it was supposed to be like uplifting? Yeah, that about like Boosie when he got out of jail. We don't show the world.
He tried.
My brother.
He tried.
Then he got that one song. He got a cookout song. You know that cookout song?
What?
With the family. You know that song?
No.
I'm going to see if I can find it.
Oh, God.
It is. It sounds like.
Oh, shit. What else June sent me on this motherfucker?
See if I can find out.
Biggie mom said she wanna slap the fuck out
man,
of
me. Man, on sight, nigga. On sight, nigga.
I think she said that cause she disappointed in what he did.
Yeah, that's 95% of the other
she
five she wanna slap for her son.
She said she but I thought so too. It was about Biggie, but she was like, you know, she's loved him or loved Puff.
Yeah,
whatever,
she's
so.
Fuck Puff. Pause.
How about like some juice shit? Oh,
this shit sound like King George or some shit.
My nigga.
I ain't never heard this shit.
Right, never.
My brother.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Food for that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, the Baby don't need it. He might need to stick with it then.
Yeah,
but he can rap though.
Yeah, he can rap.
He just rap the same, man.
He just rap like he on a Scooby Doo chasing.
The boy's on his ass.
Hey,
man.
Oh man, goddamn, Brother Marquise from 2 Live Crew.
Oh yeah,
rest in peace to him.
Yeah,
all right. I got a couple favorites by 2 Live Crew that people probably ain't too you know, don't know too much about. But they got a song called The Caper.
Oh my God.
This is about rape.
Yeah. Didn't Pastor Troy use it too?
Yeah, Pastor Troy used it in his arrest and effect shit.
Yeah.
But the Caper, I like the instrumental. Like I had the clean CD. I had as clean as they want to be. instead of as nasty as they want to be. Sports weekend, as clean as they want to be and as nasty as they want to be. As nasty as they want to be is the word where, you know, the caper is.
Oh, the pussy
is.
Caper.
The pussy caper is the name of the song. I'm
talking about the caper.
But that's the name of it on
On yours.
On the clean one. Yeah.
Hey, hold on 1 second. Here I come. Hold on.
Get in the closet, nigga.
Hey, what's happening?
Ain't nothing happening.
All right.
Hey, dog. This is some ghetto shit right here.
Super ghetto.
Listen to it.
All right.
This is how she talk.
How much I'm faking.
You just don't try to play me out.
Dog, this beat.
This
beat is so fucking cold, man.
Yeah, it's cold. It's a room with some steam.
Dog, listen. That goddamn Chevy. With them 15s, that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Be riding through state cabin with that shit right there.
This is a song you played to prove your sister.
I'm talking about, boy, that bitch is be goddamn going crazy. But that's why I like the clean because all they do is talk.
Oh.
And it's fucking hilarious, but it's funny.
What they do on this one? They do it?
Yeah.
You can hear them fucking on this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh.
They go to the max.
Yeah. Oh, it go to the extreme. Then his homeboy come out.
Yeah.
So you want the clean version. That's your version.
It's just the instrumental, so.
Yeah. But it's Pastor Troy killed it.
Yeah, Pastor Troy used the same beat and did a song called Arrest and Effect.
Yeah, Pastor Troy killed it.
And boy, that shit is funny as hell, man.
I'm talking about hilarious.
Oh, so it's all just instrumental. So okay.
Yeah, the one I listen to, the one I play like when I'm riding in the car, this is the one I play. That shit so hard, man. It's just you know I'm a music guy. I like good music.
That shit makes it.
And it sound good.
It'll prove your sister.
Yeah, oh my God, I'm telling you. That shit'll make you, boy. That shit'll make a motherfucker talk. Who the fuck is that? What is they listening to?
Old man music.
Shit. The pussy cable. You motherfucker don't know about the pussy cable, cool.
30 something years ago. 30 years ago.
Nah.
Man, how long?
This shit longer
Pastor
than 30.
Troy did it.
For real?
It got
there. Yeah, yeah. This shit right here.
That was Too Loud Crew.
Hold on.
Oh, so this was the 80s. 40
no,
years ago.
Late 80s, early 90s.
36 years ago. Pastor Troy used the same beat and rapped over it?
Uh-huh. He did told a story over. Uh-huh.
Getting locked up.
Pastor Troy used to be in Florence so much.
Yeah, he used to be in Orangeburg all the time, too. Came out in 91. Mm. Yeah.
So,
jeez.
Yeah, 33 years ago.
Yeah, man. That's crazy, nigga. I remember this song from when I was a kid. My sister used to play the fuck out of this
The clean
shit.
One?
Cause she fell in love with the clean one. Cause when she went to A&T, they used to play it on the radio.
Oh, your
station.
Sister went to A&T.
She went to A&T for a semester. Yeah, man. Hell yeah, man. And we ain't going. We going 30 years ago now.
Oh shit.
We going 30 years ago.
So that'll be what, 94?
Yep.
Was this Nas or something?
Nah, Warren G.
Okay, Regulate.
G Funk era.
G Funk was killing it.
Yeah. Above the rim, all that shit was
now
around this time.
You talking about some shit that would make you just want to clap them hands and throw them elbows up.
Damn right.
Warren G had some
shit,
snaps.
Yeah. 30 fuck, dog. This shit, 30, dog, everything. We old, nigga. We old as fuck, nigga.
That you old.
Nah, shit. Y'all older than me.
I ain't know.
You
6 months younger than me, man. Let it go. 5 at that.
We your birthday January, ain't it?
March.
Oh yeah, 5.
Yeah, you ain't 5 months younger.
Your
than me,
your birthday March 25th.
March 7th.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did a Black History Moment month on my show to this song right here, and I wrote it out, but I told it in the like English version.
Over
this right here? Yeah.
So. Anytime I hear this song, I think about Above the Rim.
This was on the soundtrack.
Uh-huh. Above the Rim was probably one of the hardest soundtracks.
Yeah, it's put together pretty good.
But it was fucking basically West Coast driven. Death Row did
it.
I think Interscope, they did it on Interscope Death Row.
But the movie took place in New York.
And that's the crazy shit about it. They let Suge and them do the fucking soundtrack.
Every time I
cause that dog pot, that shit for the dog pot on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
On the soundtrack. What you know? You don't know nothing about that.
This is what I hear every time.
This is what you hear? Michael McDonald.
I can't forget.
That's what it is, huh?
That's what you hear?
Well, you know what's crazy? When I hear this version, I sing Nate Dogg part, but when I hear the other version, I sing the other. Yeah, I'm fucking retarded.
I bet you don't know who else used it. Kiss is spitting. Jadakiss.
What was that on?
Kiss of Death. I think it was Kiss of Death. No, not Kiss of Death. I can't remember what album that shit was on, man. But he used the shit too.
What else was on this Warren G album?
This
DJ.
Yeah, this DJ and Do You See.
Cause this DJ is Warren G. That little whiny sound, that's the West
Coast. It's on Kiss the Game Goodbye.
Kiss the Game Goodbye. So that's the one with
Knock Yourself Out.
Yeah, all of that was on that.
Put Your Hands Up.
What year that came out?
01.
Damn, so we had 2 years before we had the 25 years ago. Oh no, hold up. No, 2 years. Yeah, I said 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, three. No, yeah, two. 2026. Oh, I still
2025.
I meant 2025.
No, no, no. You said it came out of 01.
Yeah, 2026.
2026, yeah. Damn, that's crazy. It was somebody posted their kid or whatever. There was like class of 2039. I was like,
shit.
The fuck?
20 what?
39.
That's how they felt about us. 99 shit. That's how they felt about
2039 is what, 15 years from now? Mm-hmm. Wow. So I'll be 57.
Yeah, we about to be 60, man.
Damn. I hope I don't have a god or no shit. You know what I'm saying? Just some weird ass. I got it.
You right about that shit. I hope I don't got
no
shit.
No, no dumb shit. You
got to
take pills.
Oh, shit. But I ain't going to lie, man. I see some
Jatique, give me my pill. Yeah, that old lady names will be up.
I can't go nowhere today. I done see motherfuckers my age with the gout, man. That shit's ridiculous.
Take care of yourself. Drink some water or something.
Right, plenty of it.
Dog, it's, and the crazy shit is like, the older we get, the older I get, I realize that shit wasn't that old back then.
Right.
I think about that all the time. Like,
damn, but we treated motherfuckers like they was ancient.
We just didn't know.
We didn't know. Now we know. But 60 is not old.
Let me tell you. When
60 ain't old.
When I used to, when I moved or whatever, and when I was in Virginia and I used to play ball, and there was this dude out there named Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Derek, he could play whatever. He just had gray hair. He had a gray head of hair, gray hair in the face. And I was 20. I moved out there when I was 23. So Derek might have been like 42 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Had a nice out. He was just cool, you know, but he wasn't cool. Like, you know how some older people, he try to be cool.
Yeah.
He just, you know, cool cat.
He was his own cool.
He wasn't like, he ain't dressed old or nothing. He had some nice balling shoes on or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I was just thinking one day, like, yesterday, it was a guy, you in the Dollarton or that shit? Like, yeah, shit, yes, sir. I was like, damn. I'm Derek.
Yeah. Yeah, you mean the old nigga.
But check this out. Derek is like, it's not an old name.
No, it's not.
Even 20 years ago, Derek was not an old name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Mr. Brandon.
Like, yeah. Shit, wow, man.
One of my nephew's homeboys is out there, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, I know you from somewhere, whatever. He's like, yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, you his uncle, ain't he? He's like, okay, this motherfucker had everybody out there calling me, guess what?
Oh, you unk.
All it take is one.
All it take is one. Now
that's it.
For the rest of me, I'm unk now.
You unk, nigga. I thought we established this a couple years ago.
40 made unk.
You right.
I thought we established this, man.
40 made unk.
I was living in denial.
Hey, man. Accept that shit, man. You work out every day. You work. You know. You ain't really,
I just don't want the gout. But this nigga I was working with, this old man, old white man, he ain't really that old. He ain't even 60. shit. This motherfucker said he had gout. He was out of work for a couple weeks because he had shingles.
Oh gosh.
And he was like, yeah, I came to work. He was like, yeah, man, last night I had to call my son to drive me home. He was like, what's that shit, that balance shit you get?
Vertigo.
Old nigga asked him it is. Like, my vertigo was acting up. Dang. I was like,
old nigga activities.
Yeah. I was like, what you be?
Yeah,
what you be eating? Like, it's something you do. You got all this shit.
Say what you be eating,
dog?
What
like, you oh god, you drink sodas. You drink a lot of. Like,
what the fuck is
drink,
going on?
You drink a lot of tea. You like, you probably that. You probably that tea you be drinking.
You got like, too much shit going on,
bro.
Man.
You got all that, bro.
God damn.
I got a hint of asthma. That's it. Right. I got teen a little bit of asthma every now and then. That's it. Blood pressure good.
Right.
Oh, cholesterol
man.
Good.
Oh, man.
This nigga
hey,
ain't.
Man. Oh, man.
You're right, though.
What are you
crazy.
Doing?
That's fucking crazy.
What you did.
Damn.
How much sleep you getting? See, that's the problem right there. You need to get two more hours of sleep. Nigga try to diagnose everything.
Hey, go help him out.
Got you to. Put salt on your watermelon. See, that's the problem right
yeah,
there.
Right. You know, you let the salt go, man. Just eat the watermelon.
Just eat the watermelon.
Yeah, just eat the watermelon, man.
You see, that's what I do when I go to McDonald's. I don't eat the bun. You see, that's why I stop eating that bun. It's something this nigga's doing, man. Like... He says some shit you just don't do. Oh, you eat all the fries I ask me. See, what I do is I eat half the fries and I don't eat all of the fries I ask me.
That's how I eat the bun.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you use both sauces? You gotta use one sauce. You gotta make that one sauce stretch. If not, your cholesterol gonna be through the roof. You know, shit like that.
You're right.
Oh, you listen to all the Kendrick Lamar songs. If you don't, your blood pressure gonna be through the roof. You gotta listen to 3 minutes of it.
You gotta listen to the whole song.
Tell a nigga shit you just won't do. Oh, you put ice in your water?
No.
You gotta drink that shit.
You gotta drink it lukewarm.
Lukewarm. That shit got your cholesterol and blood pressure up.
Sky high.
Sky fucking high, man.
That's what you got to do. You're telling niggas dumb shit. Something you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
You got all these ailments.
We get on Ren's ass when we see him because he was having some issues, remember?
With what?
He was having some blood pressure issues or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Shout out to Renzo.
Yeah, man. But he on his way down, so I'm going to catch up with him.
It's a picture somebody posted of Bill and Renzo. Was you in that picture too? They was in the paper. Bill was the player of the week.
No, that wasn't me.
Them boys real pretty hard for real.
Who? Bill and Renzo? Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They went down to Andre and got tore.
Went what?
Bill went to homecoming with us last year.
Oh, last year?
Yeah.
Word.
State homecoming and shit.
I was recording some shit probably.
Yeah. I ain't going to be able to go this year.
Why not? Because of when it is?
Nah, I got a trip to Texas.
What? Jones family reunion? You and Bomani going to be out there?
Nah, me and my wife going out.
But Bomani gonna be out there too.
Her friend, her best friend, her best friend from the military turned 40. So
her single best friend.
No, she married.
You about to do it up?
Yeah. So I'm gonna go to Texas.
You got
what part of Texas y'all going to?
Austin.
Oh, Austin.
I'm going home.
I ain't never been there. Could y'all hear my mouth check?
Real shit. I'm going home. I still got family out there, nigga.
Over at Jones?
No.
Poindexter's, whatever. What's y'all last name? What's y'all other side last name?
Samuel. I'm related to the Samuels Davis. It's a
Sammy Davises?
No, Samuels and Davises. But it's still some Samuels out there.
Word.
Yeah. And cousin Roger. Shout out to Roger. Roger out there.
Troutman?
Yeah. No, nigga Roger that was on the show a couple years ago. My cousin from Texas.
Oh.
Him and Doogie was going back and forth. Tall nigga with the
funny dude. Was at the studio,
yeah.
Ain't it?
He was there. Yeah, but so I'm gonna have to miss homecoming this year, man.
What?
Yeah,
that's different.
I know.
God,
but she said it the other day, and
I bet you're gonna be a good one too.
I was like, I'll go, not thinking.
Right.
And so sitting out there the other night, I was like, let me see when State Home. I was like, God damn it. I already said I'll go now. She's like, well, you ain't gotta go. No.
You probably have fun out there though.
I am.
I'm gonna have fun out there.
I ain't never been to Austin though. I've been to I've been through San Antonio, been to Laredo a couple of times, Dallas and Austin.
Yeah, you know, I used to
live out there.
Yeah, so
I never been to Austin either.
I know you done been to Houston and stuff.
I've been to Houston, yeah.
I'm going home.
Shout out to you. But it probably gonna look different.
It does. Last time we went for a wedding in 2017.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it was 18, 17, one of them.
Probably a lot of.
No, I couldn't. I ain't
Spaniolos out there.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, they used to call them wetbacks when I used to live out there.
Bo, you can't say that.
I can't.
No. It's like the F word.
I know. But that's what they used to call them when we used to live in Texas.
You mean used to call them? They still call them that.
Oh, shit. What's can't say that word?
Yeah, that.
You can't. Say that. No.
Right.
It's racist.
Yeah, it
is.
It's
very.
But, you know, I'm half Mexican, so. My middle name Felipe. Like, what you want me to do?
That ain't Mexican.
Is it Felipe?
Nah. What is Felipe?
Mexican.
I thought it was like Singaporean or something.
No.
He talking Mexican.
Mm-mm.
You sure it's Mexican?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So he part, you know.
So you can say that?
Yeah.
You can't, you can just say wet. You get on and say half of it. You can't say the whole thing. Like Drake can't say nigga, he can say nig.
Oh God, hey man, that motherfucker said nigga 100,000 times after that, man. He don't give a fuck about that shit
at all.
Just because it's pop, like he can say it.
You feel like he would.
But Kendrick said we don't want he say nigga now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it ain't got to be deep, I guess.
Hey man, that you talk about a verbal assassination, man. Shout out to Deontay Wilder. I hope he retires.
Jesus Christ. What about Brown?
Adrian Broner.
Yeah.
He got smoked last night, too.
Yeah, I heard he got his.
Yeah. It was horrible.
I thought it wasn't true.
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, you did?
Really? It was terrible from the start.
He was.
From the word go.
Yeah, man. Dang. It's over for the guy, man. He ain't nothing but a bunch. You see, he talked stupid in the fucking press conference the other day.
He always talking stupid.
Talking about his homeboys got guns and what? he got a couple bodies. He done beat bodies and like, what, man, what boxing? The fuck? He got his ass whooped. Talking stupid, man. Shout out to whoever. Sports Talk Radio, Carolina Sports Talk. Yeah, man. Cliff and Hostile over there, man. I hope y'all got there. If y'all have a segment for that, y'all need to do a live for that shit. I didn't call in, goddammit. Cause I'm just pissed. Cause Wilder got boy, that shit was so fucking funny.
Oh, and then
then Broner got smoked.
What about the
then Tank on there shaking his ass to Lil Uzi.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on in the world. About
shaking,
man,
and tapping.
Oh man, this nigga slapping his. And you can hear it. You can hear the shit in the phone. That shit slap. Yeah. Damn. Wallace sent me that shit too. Like,
I thought it was funny.
Oh yeah,
it was hilarious.
But why?
What boxing going to?
I know he better trash this nigga in a couple weeks. That's next weekend.
And he out there twerking.
He better smoke Frank Boots, buddy.
Hey,
if he don't,
Frank
Martin.
I don't watch boxing.
Really?
Nah.
Why?
I don't know. It don't excite me.
Damn. You like gangster shit. You see a motherfucker shoot some shit at him.
Could be.
Yeah.
I like regular. I was watching, I know you're about to get out of here, but I was watching college baseball the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I just,
it's a good sport.
Watching it all day. Baseball.
It's a good sport. Be very interesting.
Yeah, it's a good sport. Baseball, when something on the line and shit, is really good.
Them boys really play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my first love.
Ain't about time for the Little League World Series? In August.
Yeah.
I love it. Williamsport.
Yeah.
Them kids be good.
Yeah. We almost made it there a couple times.
Right. For real?
Got real close.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because on our side
them
of town.
Them boys went to Florida.
Yep.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
What position did you play? First base?
No. He was coaching.
Oh, you was coaching?
Darn Little League.
It took
we tried to bring the hood back.
Yeah. Took them boys to Florida. Boy won the district a couple times.
It was
made it all the way to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
On our side of town, it was Little League. On
That's what it was. Dixie U.
Dixie. Fuck mm-hmm. Dixie.
Yeah,
that's why we started.
Yeah. That's why we. Never played no Dixie.
Because it was...
I always played Negro Leagues. They call it Negro Leagues.
Yeah, but it's really the real shit.
Yeah.
Came over and brought Miss Jett in. Shout out to the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Brought this shit back.
Yeah, because
my daddy used to be the vice president at one point. And at one point he was the president. But he coached me all through Little League.
That shit was fun though.
I got thrown out
a couple times.
And y'all went all the way to Florida. Mm-hmm.
Boy, I had a couple good, a few good years.
Back to back.
Mm-hmm. What year was this? You remember?
Probably the best years was had all them boys and graduated. That was
Yeah, it was long.
It was like Chris Hook's name class.
Yeah. Oh, that class. Uh-huh.
Justin Brock and shout out to them boys.
Mm-hmm. It's another kid from Darlington. He made it to the pros. I think he's from Darlington.
Kennard.
McDowell.
Yeah.
He was in that class too. 2000. Peter and them class, Ron Peter and them class, 2011, 2012.
Yeah, all them boys until they made it to middle school. Middle school, that's when Dalton really got good with baseball.
Yeah, that was a good, them good years.
Yeah, them boys played some ball. They played ball together for years.
Yeah, they played together
and
for
a long
time. And
that shit, you know, really shows and make a difference. Because Dixie was cutting up. And that's what pretty much pushed them as far as they did. That's mad talent in the projects.
Oh yeah, yeah, man. When I played over there from six to fifteen.
Oh, for real?
And I played like, T-ball, Little League, and Pony League.
That's crazy. Like y'all was years. Like all the little gangsters was good. All the gangsters.
And I played with all the new.
All them boys was tough back then. When they baseball diamond.
Yeah, Fonte Hodges probably had.
He had a badass fastball.
Bella?
Yeah. Shit, that boy can throw it too.
Listen, man, let me tell you something. Motherfucker ain't trying to get up there, Fonte goddamn pitching.
Left handed.
No, he's right handed.
He was right handed.
But he used to throw the fuck. He fuck around and get wild and hit you. That's why we ain't used to like hit the goddamn.
He's left handed. Damn, I don't know why I thought
Sheldon was Lucas was left handed. He was
Leonardo was bad.
Nardo Jackson.
Nardo could pitch, but he was right-handed. Nardo played anywhere. Nardo could catch. He could pitch. I'm talking about. He was just
Dante play.
Dante Cole. Yeah, he came over and played. He played Dixie first, but then he came over and played with us. Cause he broke somebody's arm over there or some shit.
Damn.
Yeah, he was pitching and the motherfucker check swing and the ball hit the bat and. Cracked his arm or some shit. Yeah, Dante throw hard too.
Who else with them boys on that age?
Carson Jett used to hit the ball 2 fucking miles.
Yeah.
I'm over hit the hell out of baseball, bro. Robert Robinson, Nardo cousin.
Remember Robert?
Yeah, little Rob.
That nigga was a beast. That was a baseball playing motherfucker.
It was.
We kept him on either shortstop or second base. Trey Bear, Travis James, Pat, all us. Antoine Benson, Train. Train was a hell of a baseball player too.
Yeah.
Jimmy Smith, Nick Tricks, Jimmy Smith, Jimmy Bell. Shit.
That's crazy if all them people that we was play baseball.
We was
like,
loaded.
Them boys was good though.
We was hell, bro. We was rough over there. Like anywhere we went, we tore shit up.
Them names he just called, them boys was good.
But we went to Bishopville and played with Pony League, man. But Jimmy Bell hit the ball so goddamn far, man. That shit was unreal. That motherfucker, it took that nigga 10 minutes to go around the base. that man drug his feet around the whole goddamn baseball, bro. Celebrate. I'm talking, he crushed that bitch. That was baseball playing. Jimmy Bell fucking athlete. He played everything, man. Dre Bear probably was one of the best baseball players I ever played with.
He used to be a catcher, didn't
he? No, he played short third.
Who was that badass catcher?
Nick Murray.
Nick played out there?
Catch.
Oh, he catch?
Oh, my God, yes. And
dark skin.
Throw you out from them knees, bro.
Damn.
Pause. I'm talking about nigga.
It's a good pause.
Yeah. Goddamn, I played first. Red played second, Dre played shortstop, or either Jimmy played shortstop and Dre played third. They would switch up every once in a while. But nigga, we had fucking monster squad, we had some idiots out in the outfield. I think we had OJ 1 year.
Oh God.
Oh God.
But OJ throw fuck baseball, dog.
Why they call him OJ?
Cause he looked like OJ.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Oh, because, yeah.
His name was James.
James.
Yeah, but he looked like OJ. Yeah. James Barr.
Mm-hmm.
Who else played it outfield? Shit, I can't even remember because she had Dre used to go out that bitch and play center field sometime. Man.
Williams?
Drake Berry,
oh.
Man, Drake, that motherfucker throw fuck out of baseball too. We had some fucking athletes on that side of town, man. That shit was crazy. That shit was fucking crazy. But yeah, man, that's a. We here to get out of here, man. I don't reminisce enough, man. Niggas old and shit going down memory lane. Tell them where they can find you, June.
Shit, cool, man.
That nigga on Instagram Subway shit to be some music shit.
Send us off.
Easy. Tell them where they can find you, man.
You can find me on social media, Preacher_BP, every Monday and some Wednesdays on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Appreciate you, man, as always. Appreciate both of y'all, man. It's your boy Jones, JP Jones 81 on Instagram. The Music Jones Podcast on Instagram. You can email us at themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Appreciate y'all. Just glad to be back in this motherfucker, man. Email us, subscribe, like, comment, whatever you got to do. Peace.